The year 2012 is on track to be the hottest in recorded history, while high temperatures and drought conditions have been linked to destructive forest fires and other natural disasters that are exactly the kinds of occurrences that climate scientists have predicted will come with global warming. Yet the June Rio Plus 20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, which commemorated the first Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1992, was widely criticized as a failure for producing an international agreement which lacks enforceable commitments to confront and reverse climate change. Mark Hertzgard, author of Earth Odyssey, reports on the environment for The Nation magazine, Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, and other publications. His newest book is titled Hot, Living Through the Next 50 Years on Earth, which he wrote for his daughter's generation. Hertzgard says after his daughter Kiara was born 7 years ago, he became even more adamant about addressing climate change and holding to account the political and business leaders who ignore the Earth's and its people's plight. In his book, he notes that climate change has arrived almost a century ahead of predictions. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Mark Hertzgard about the worsening weather and environmental conditions connected with climate change and a new group he's organizing called Climate Parents.
We are living with climate change now. It is going to get worse simply because of the inertia, the physical inertia of the climate system, the fact that carbon dioxide stays in the atmosphere for decades after it's emitted. So we've got a big job ahead of us, there's no doubt. And meanwhile, we've got the President of the United States not saying a word about global warming, even though he knows perfectly well what the science tells him. We don't see any real leadership coming from the national level. So I think it really is going to, as always in history, it's really going to rely on people from the bottom organizing together and forcing their leaders to do what's right. And that's something that I'm getting started now with a group called Climate Parents. We want to try and organize and mobilize parents around the climate issue because it certainly endangers, climate change endangers the thing that we all hold most dear in our lives, which is our kids.
Say more about Climate Parents.
Climate Parents is a new group that a number of us are just beginning now. And its agenda is simple. We think that parents are the single most underorganized constituency on climate change, which is quite bizarre when you think of what's at stake for our kids. And so what we want to do is to give voice and political impact to parents across the country and across the partisan political spectrum. We don't believe that climate change should be a partisan political issue because we think all parents want to have a safe and healthy future for their kids. But we also think that dealing with the climate issue now is part of your job description as a parent, just like providing your kid with proper food and clothing and shelter and health care and all those things. Climate change and dealing with it is now part of the job description of being a parent because we now know that my daughter, Kiara, who's 7 years old, she and the rest of her generation are now fated to spend the rest of their lives coping with what will be the hottest and most volatile climate in the 10,000 years of human civilization. So you can think of today's young people as what I call Generation Hot. And we owe it to them, having put them in this predicament, we owe it to them as their parents, their grandparents, their aunts and uncles, anyone who cares about young people, we owe it to them to try and find the ways to let them cope with this problem successfully. And let's emphasize here, we know how to deal with climate change. We have the solutions. We know what to do technologically. It's all there, solar and wind power and geothermal and energy efficiency and all of the other solutions. I go into them in great depth in my book, Hot. That's not the problem. The problem is the lack of political will and the fact that our government is still under the control of very large business interests who profit from the current situation. The oil companies, the coal companies, natural gas. I mean, it is remarkable and bizarre that our tax dollars are now being spent in the billions to subsidize ExxonMobil, the single richest, most profitable corporation in human history. We are subsidizing them to wreck the climate for our kids.
Mark Hertzgard, so this is a group to apply political pressure on officials.
We do think does have to be political involvement. It's nice and it's important as a first step for a family to change their lifestyle choices and their consumption patterns so that you know, maybe you take mass transit more often in the car. Maybe you eat less meat, more vegetables, and, you know, as a whole, you know, take the bicycle and all of these sorts of, there's a lot of personal lifestyle changes that you can make, and those are useful. But they are much, much less than what is necessary to solve this problem. As long as we have an economic system and rules of the road economically that essentially allow carbon dioxide pollution to be emitted for free, nobody pays a price for that, certainly not the corporations or us, the consumers. It's not incorporated into the price. Indeed, as I said, we're subsidizing oil and coal and natural gas. As long as that's the case, we can't make much difference. We've got to change the main drivers of climate change, and those are the government policies and the business practices of today's world. We can do this. We know how to do this. It's a matter of changing the big political decisions, and that requires people to get involved in politics. I know for some people that's about as enticing a prospect as getting a root canal, but I just would remind you, especially if you're a parent or a grandparent, that, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't really feel like doing, but we do them because they will make a difference for our kids.
That was journalist and author Mark Hertzgard. Learn more about his group, Climate Parents, and the effects of climate change on weather and the environment by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.